the dolphin story really starts properly here, because the island that the dolphins were originally living on was completely swamped by water, and it was flooded, and the dolphins had to move from where their island was as a result of the tsunami. And as a result of the tsunami, the dolphins had to move from the Atlantic down to the South Pacific. And that was how they came to live in the South Pacific. And they found, after a very long journey from the Atlantic, they found their way slowly into the warm waters of the Southern Pacific. And that's where they built a beautiful, beautiful home. Actually, they didn't really build a home. There was a cave there that they all found to be beautiful. But that's how they developed the way of having a queen. They decided that they didn't want to have a king, that it would be much nicer to have a queen. So that's how come the ruler of all the dolphins and the one that they most respected and loved was a queen. And in the olden days, the queen wasn't the boss. She was really the one that got them all to be happy and was the best storyteller of all the dolphins. And they all used to sit around in a kind of a circle listening to the stories that the queen dolphin used to tell them. And she... Pardon?
What about the king?
There wasn't a king. No. They had no king dolphin at all. They decided they didn't need a king. They would only have a queen. And the one who became the queen was the best storyteller of the whole lot. In fact, they had a little competition among themselves to see who was the best storyteller, and the one who won was the queen. And that's how come they had such an interestingly different way of doing it from the way it was on Princess Island. And you can see that the dolphins on Dolphin Island ended up being a much happier crowd of people, or crowd of animals, or creatures, than the princes on Princess Island, didn't they? Yeah. So, the dolphins got used to sitting around in circles and rings. And it was like as if, you know, people like you and me used to do in the old days, they would sit around a campfire, all in a circle around the fire and tell stories. Well, the dolphins started it a long time before there were any humans. The dolphins used to sit around and tell stories and sing songs on Dolphin Island. And one day, Dolphin Island went from being incredibly happy to being incredibly worried about something. Because over the horizon in the far distance came a huge, enormous boat. A huge, huge ship that they had never seen before. And because they had never seen anything like it before, they immediately sent out some dolphins to go and find out what it was. But those dolphins never came back. They never returned. And every time they sent a new dolphin out to find out what was this huge ship that was coming towards them, that dolphin disappeared and never came back again. So they got gradually a little bit more and more afraid of what was happening. And they swam around in circles. And they sat around in circles. And the queen of the dolphins admitted that she also was very worried about what was happening with this enormous ship. And then they decided that they would all swim out together towards the enormous ship. And they did. They swam out and they swam out. And as they swam out further and further, they remembered that they'd only left two dolphins back on the island, looking after everything. And those two dolphins were the two dolphins that would save the dolphins forever if all of the dolphins who went out to the ship never came back again. So those two dolphins that they left behind in the island were incredibly important. But the queen thought this was so important that she went with the dolphins out towards this enormous trawler. Now, I'll tell you something about the trawler. The trawler had sailors on it, and the sailors on the trawler were fishing. And the sailors on the trawler were not fishing for dolphin, and they were not fishing for whales, and they were not fishing for big fish. They were fishing for medium-sized fish that they could use to feed people in other countries. But they had built a boat so big that it was actually like a hoover, like a vacuum cleaner. It would suck up all the fish out of the sea around the boat. And it was one of these terrifying ships that all the fish in the sea were frightened of, and the dolphins were swimming straight for it. All together, this time all in a long straight line.